Our next story involves a royal prince, a Hollywood star, and the next publisher of the Washington Post. William Lewis was one of the most acclaimed newspaper editors in the United Kingdom, and later was publisher of the Wall Street Journal. NPR's David Folkenflik is reporting, however, that Lewis has been accused in court this year of helping to lead a major cover-up of scandals at Rupert Murdoch's tabloids. And David is with us now to tell us more. David, good morning.
Hey, Michelle.
So before we get to these allegations, would you just start by telling us a little bit about Will Lewis?
Sure. He started as a reporter at the Sunday Mail and quickly moved to the Financial Times, where he made a name for himself as an intrepid reporter getting corporate scoops, then was hired by Rupert Murdoch's Sunday Times as its business editor for several years, and then moved on to The Telegraph, where he was hired one of the youngest editors in that newspaper's histories and was really seen as a crusading, scoop-driven editor indeed. Caused incredible tumult in Parliament with some of their reporting there, won awards for them, and was hired once more by Rupert Murdoch, this time as an executive in the UK, took on a bunch of jobs, ultimately ended up leading Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal.
All right, so tell us about the scandals involving those Murdoch tabloids.
Right, so this goes back really more than a dozen years ago, where it involved scandals of hacking into people's voicemails, stealing their emails, violating their privacy, sometimes breaking into their homes, and paying off police, as it turned out, for tips and also to look the other way. You know, this was kind of tolerated, not just in journalism, but by the British public when it involved the royals or politicians or celebrities or sports stars. But when it turned out that a 13-year-old schoolgirl who had been murdered, that her voicemails had been hacked into, it caused an incredible national tumult. Murdoch ultimately shuts down the News of the World, which had been founded back in 1843 as a result of all this. People end up serving time. The Murdoch media empire ends up paying about $1.5 billion in settlements and fees since then. And among the people who had been most vocal about this, Prince Harry and Hugh Grant, they're in court right now because they allege that these cover-ups they're talking about prevented them from knowing that more things had happened to them from The Sun, a sister tabloid to the News of the World.
Okay, so what are the allegations against Lewis?
So he was brought on board by Murdoch to News Corp's British newspaper arm back in 2010 and was quickly sort of seconded to help them with crisis management. He's accused by the lawyers for Prince Harry and for Hugh Grant of being involved in leading a mass deletion of millions of emails, of helping to hide two work computers for Rebecca Brooks, who was the chief executive of the British newspaper arm for the Murdochs, of coming up with a fake story about why that was necessary to delete the emails or withhold the information from that chief executive, and of misleading police.
Has he responded to any of this? What does he have to say?
Well, years ago, when these questions were first brought up with slightly less detail, Lewis broadly denied these claims, but he said nothing, no comment in response to our detailed requests for comment. It's worth noting he's not a defendant in these suits, and it's also worth noting that News Corp isn't saying anything other than pointing to the decision of the police not to prosecute the company.
Okay, but why is this coming up now?
It's coming up now because Prince Harry and Hugh Grant argued this very issue earlier this year in court. It was then echoed and amplified in another lawsuit that just was settled in recent days. And of course, there's the question of Will Lewis taking over the Washington Post, a paper renowned for Watergate, you know, casting light on misdeeds, a publication that has the slogan, "Democracy dies in darkness." And these are allegations about what Will Lewis did to please his corporate bosses, allegedly, behind closed doors when the stakes were highest. And the question of, you know, whether there's any merit to those allegations, I think casts light on what people will think of Lewis as he steps into this important perch.
So presumably you have asked the Post for comment. Have they said anything?
So I asked acting Post CEO Patty Stonecipher, who helped to select Lewis for the Post's owner, Jeff Bezos, and they declined to comment in response to our questions. We wanted to know, among other things, how they vetted this, what due diligence they did to assure themselves there's no cause of concern there.
That is NPR's David Folkenflik. David, thank you so much.
You bet.